Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Everyone has a special road that brings them to spiritualism. On today's show, our topic is the road to spiritualism. And this is Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. Also goes out on the Lilydale Facebook page as well as YouTube channel and on blogtalkradio.com/lilydaleradio. Now, Blog Talk's a listen-only feature, but however you want to tune into the show, if you want to see us, you'll need to join us on Facebook Live. And this also goes into the archive videos if you want to watch it again later on. And there are lots of shows that you can look back at the archive videos. This is year six of Wednesdays with Willa, and we've had a lot of great guests, a lot of great topics. And on my show today, I am delighted to have with me Gerda Lestock. Thanks for being here today, Gerda.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Gerda is definitely a wonderful lady in Lilydale, and we're so grateful that she could be with us. She's an international medium and resident of Lilydale, and she's done a lot of great work with the Healing Temple through the years, serving as a healer there. And she's had her own special journey to spiritualism, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. I do want to make sure everybody's aware of Lilydale is off-season. I get a lot of questions about, can we come to Lilydale? Yes, you can come to Lilydale. There's no gate fee, but there aren't any daily events that are going on. That only happens during the summer season. And the 2023 summer season, if you'd like to mark your calendars, starts on June 23rd this year. It'll be a 10-week season full of events and workshops and wonderful things that you can take part in. And here in Lilydale, it's snowy and winter and fairly quiet, I would say. So if you want to go to the Wednesday night Healing Temple service, that is live in person at the Healing Temple here in Lilydale, if you're interested on Wednesday evenings, or you can tune in online on the Lilydale Healing Temple page or Lilydale Assembly. So without further ado, I'd like us to get into our topic. We've got Gerda here. She's you probably noticed she's got an accent, and she'll probably include why that is as we go forward. And she's always a snappy dresser, and you may have seen her serve at the Inspiration Stump for Forest Temple, and she'll sometimes have a hat on and something glorious and
to keep my brains together.
Yes, yes. But we're glad that she can join us today and share her story and inspire us about her road to spiritualism.
Well, first of all, thank you so very much for having me. It feels very special. It's a privilege to share this time with you and everybody else who is out there. And I hope, my hope is that what I'm going to share with everybody, it's not to discourage or scare, but to encourage, to make sure that you never quit, that you never give up, that there are many different roads to take us, sometimes knowing where we want to go, and sometimes absolutely having no idea where we're going. But keep up and don't give up. Well, my journey sort of started very differently. I was born in Tashkent, which was part of Russia, but I was raised in Poland. I was born Jewish. At 9 years, my parents sent me away to a special school, not because I needed special education. It was just a professional at nine. And I lived with a Catholic family. So, not to cause any question with the children why they have to take the class, the catechism, and why am I not doing it. So, of course, you already got it. I was raised Catholic. So far, I'm born Jewish, I'm raised Catholic, and I move on. Unfortunately, in 1968, things changed, and everybody remembered me only as a Jew, and I left Poland as a political refugee. Now, living in Poland, there was only three religions, and that is Catholic, some Jewish, and some Jehovah Witness. So I've never heard of any other religions till I landed in the United States of America, which is my country. My mother took me in when I was stateless, and don't you dare say one bad word about it. Anyway, let's move on. So I am here. I met a very lovely man, born and raised Lutheran, Missouri Synod Lutheran. So everything is good till he proposes and we will be married. And I'm like, wow, okay. We're wanting to have a family, maybe children and everything. Being raised in Catholic, Roman Catholic in Poland, Missouri Synod Lutheran was a skip and a hop. That was very easy because we all know that that's first breakaway from the Catholic Church. So I said, okay, there's no problem. I will join your religion. So as I love to say, in 1 week, I married Ralph, I married God, and I married my wonderful country, the United States of America. So now we have born Jewish, raised Catholic, and now I am baptized Missouri Synod Lutheran. Learning. Through all of that, there is this angst. There is just something. Somebody says something, if something happens, something just does not click. In the meantime, my father was a medium, and after he had his dinner and a little shot of vodka, then he'd go off and he was seeing people, and I really never completely understood what he was doing. But I was sort of playing. At one point in Rocky River, Ohio, a neighbor says, hey, Gerda, you dabbing at different things. We are starting a healing circle. Now, we're talking 30-some years ago. You know, this is not something you talk about. So we formed Secret Society. Mm-hmm. Ooh. It was very special to come to this group by high. Somebody had to really guarantee for you. So that's how it actually started, doing healing. And there was this lady that used to write. I had no idea anything but automatic writing at that time. So once a week, we met. Secret Society. We did healing. And whoever needed healing had to be highly recommended so they don't blow us and they put all of us in the institute. Those days, you didn't speak about it. But it was awesome. But once I started that and this automatic writing and everything, the angst became even more. It's like, here I am, very involved with a beautiful Lutheran church. Very, very surprisingly, I was even on head of the committee for the school, which some Missouri Synod churches even now have the women's suffrage. Mm-hmm. So for a woman to move up, that was high. Mm-hmm. But there was just something. Something just didn't click. And finally, one day, in one of the meetings, there were a school of four churches. Something took place, and when I left, I said, I think I'm done. Because if that's what Christianity is all about, maybe I should stay Jewish. But I don't know where I'm going. So I'm going to go to I don't know space. And by the way, I don't know space is a very good space to be. So if you're ever challenged enough and you really get very confused because things just make no sense, go to I don't know. It's a beautiful space. Because when we're in that space, it's when we stop demanding or stop forcing where we want to go because we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we open. And of course, at those days, I didn't understand what it means to be open, to get out of the way of the universe, which again, it's a very important part. Get out of the universe. Put out what you hope and then stay out. Stay open. Mm-hmm. So you're not interfering. Because you see, a lot of times when we go, I want, well, infinite intelligence, God, spirit, however you want to call this higher power, gets confused and says, well, to the make up the mind, we're not going to do nothing. So when you go to this, I would like something. I like religion, but I'm not sure where I want to go. So I'm just going to be out. So at that point also, I was very involved with Business and Professional Women, which is an international organization around the world supporting women and promoting. And one of my colleagues there one day says, I am moving to Lilydale. And I'm going, Lilydale sounds like a tinsel town, okay, whatever it is. Good for you. I'm very happy. She says, you have to come and visit me. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm leaving a church and I'm going to a tinsel town, right? Never mind.
Like the I don't know space. You also went to the sarcastic space.
Oh, is that how that came up? Oh, okay. I didn't mean to.
Well, I think we can relate about the I don't know space because we've all at some point had to go to the I don't know, the answer to that.
I know.
And I have to give over to a higher power.
I know, yeah. But that's not easy to do.
No.
So anyway, off my friend
went to Lilydale.
Went and moved to Lilydale. Okay. So one day, you know, a few months later, maybe even a couple years later, I decided I'm going to this outdoor concert. My husband at that time looks at me and he says, that's not the type of music you like. Why do you want to go to that concert? I don't know, but I definitely want to go to that concert. He says, okay, we're going to that concert. So we went, and it was outdoor. There were vendors, and I'm walking around, and all of a sudden I hear, Gerda, I am so glad you're here. And I'm like, okay, beautiful young lady. No idea who she is. And, of course, with my face, so look, she looks and she says, I am Arlene's daughter. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, how nice. She says, my mother is here, and she wants to talk to you. She wants to see you. And I'm going, oh, wonderful. Well, here's my phone number. Make sure she calls me. I'm not going to say the last name because you know who that is, Arlene. Okay? Unfortunately, 2 months ago, she made her transition to the spirit world. So anyway, we met. And, of course, you have to come to Lilydale came out.
Another invitation. Invitation number two.
Except at that time, it did not feel like Tinseltown.
Mm.
At that time, felt like, okay, I am in I don't know space. I like religion. She's not throwing down me anything about religion, you know, mm-hmm. trying to convert me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just a beautiful spiritual place. I have no idea what spiritual means, but sounds. So I said, you know what? Actually, I am going to come. I am going to come and visit. And so off I go. It was right before the season. And I remember the beautiful Lazzaroni restaurant. I drove by, and she suggested, why don't you stop, pick up some dinner so we have something to eat? And off I went. And I came through the gates, and there was something. No words to describe. It's sort of the same feeling when first time I was in Bethlehem and walked into the space, to the place of Ruth's memorial. And again, I've never Vietnam funny just came across anybody who can describe what is that feeling when you walk into Bethlehem. And that's the feeling I had here. and people all speak, I feel something, but I've yet myself cannot put into the words. But I knew that I was home. So my host, who invited me, introduced me to somebody else. We had a very lovely weekend. And when I left, I'm going to go to the site. There is a beautiful book written by Wicker, a religious writer, Lilydale, The Town That Talks to the Dead. And how she summarizes, I will not change my religion, but my life was changed forever. It was the most positive, the most wonderful book. She came on the cover to discredit Lilydale and walked away with beautiful love. And that's exactly how I felt. At that time, I did not know there was a religion, but I know that my life will never be the same. There was a change. Well, shortly after that, I signed up for 2 years to become a minister. Are you with me? So we started as a Jewish, went to Roman Catholic, Missouri Synod Lutheran, and now I'm starting to be ordained as a spiritual minister. Of course, I already joined the church, and of course, at the right time, I already submitted my application and asking to be accepted by the assembly. And I never forget my interview. One of the gentlemen looked and he says, Gerda, you've been every place, all religious. Why Lilydale? Why this? And please believe me, it wasn't my knowledge. It was not my intelligence. Somebody spoke right through me and said, this wandering Jew is no longer wandering. I am no longer a wandering Jew. I found a home. So, yes, I did fulfill all my classes, and I passed, and I was ordained in 2000. Just as we start everything new in 2000, yeah. I was ordained, and that's where I am. As of spiritualism, in one hand, it's a very, very simple religion because it's not just a religion. It's a philosophy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes you think.
Yes, it almost demands that you think for yourself to do your own research and your own sensing of spirit.
But on the other hand, it's a very difficult religion because as we only have very few simple principles. We don't have dogmas. We don't convert people. Very, very. We're based from love, not fear. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to sit here with my legs properly crossed, not that you can see them. But one of our principles says we create our own reality. So if we create, well, I've sure created my reality before I got to where I was going. Uh-huh. But we cannot blame anybody. So that makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe for all of you or some of you who were born in the spiritual religion, but some of you who are attempted and have some old beliefs or old, you cannot blame God. You know, I cannot say, well, God is really good to Willa today. She looks beautiful. She's smiling. He is just very special to her. And I don't know about myself because it says, I create my own reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, I hope what I'm sharing, I'm underlining. Even if sometimes you are, I don't know, trust that you are divinely guided. Don't ever disagree this any sign. A young girl calling your name at a concert that you were no business being there. I was divinely guided. I can understand it now because I know how spirit works, how we are guided. We are not, there's no coincidences that many years ago, I and Willa was chairing different workshops.
That's right.
And yes. We had fun.
We did. We coordinated workshops and yeah. Really learned a lot.
Yes.
Got to be in each other's yes. energy. And
I mean, it was, you know, it was fun.
It was very fun.
It was fun. It was not coincidence.
Yeah, we would share like a whole week.
Yes.
Of someone else.
Of somebody's class.
Yeah, coordinate
and class. Okay, that's when I was told about my wonderful healing energy. And I thought to myself quietly, yeah, well, you know, I've done that for a long time in a different form. But again, we are just a channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share one of the classes that I took with someone from England. They are very, very strong and spiritually. And he was talking about healing using comparison, like you take your car to a mechanic, and if he only has one screwdriver, how good is he going to fix your car?
Mm-hmm.
But when he has a whole toolbox with different tools, you know he's going to do a good job. And I really, really liked that. And I thought, you know, though I was secret society, then eventually I joined the international healing group that was involving all denominations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I built that little box of tools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, many years ago, the very first, well, after I was ordained, so it has to be 2001 maybe, I befriended the couple ministers with Unity Church in Cleveland. I'm still full-time and just coming to Lilydale. And they welcomed me to do a healing service, a full service on Mondays. And everybody who was in the society, secret society, and everybody, we showed up. It was open, and it's been open ever since.
Beautiful.
It's not a secret anymore. So sometimes we get to the point in a short trip, and sometimes it takes us a little bit longer. But there's very many different routes to get to where we are to be.
Mm-hmm.
To what are we sign up for, or what are we creating? Now, to be very honest with you, would that have been much easier and nicer if I created a little bit easier route? I have no regrets. Absolutely none. Because every religion has beautiful teachings. As long as we don't go overboard, as long as we don't use this fear base of the religion, every religion has something good to teach us. You know, it's like when you're going to a buffet dinner. You don't have to eat everything, but every place there's something good. So from that point, when I look on it, I have no regrets about my whole life anyway, but there's been different roads I created, but I've learned a lot from different religion.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I'm thankful to the higher powers, to the infinite intelligence, to God, to spirit, however we want to name him. He's not sitting on a throne and punishing us. Because God is love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when love, there is no hell, there is no fear, there is no punishment. It's just, if it is, it's taught by a man to keep us in line.
So I was wondering if we could circle back to in the beginning of your road to spiritualism. You had mentioned that your father was a medium, was in the family, and that I'm just wondering, what did that look like? How did he do?
Well, to be very honest with you, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I left Poland, and that was long before I went on my journey knowingly where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to share with you, in 2000, right after I was ordained, I also find out that I had family in Israel.
Mm.
That was looking for me.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, this is really fun, a spirit. This is a fun, good joke. I just got ordained as a spiritualist minister. I embraced this, and now I have family in Israel. But let's see how it goes. Three cousins. The one that is 2 months younger than me, we are like one.
Mm.
So I had to make a choice. To go to the Olympics at 2000, because at that time I was working with inner city kids with boxing, or go to Israel.
Yeah, kickboxing, right?
Olympic.
Okay.
I do turbo kick now just for exercise, but no, that was Olympic style boxing. Or go and meet my family. And I landed in Tel Aviv, and the older one of the cousins looked and she says, well, I think we have another Penina. We don't need to take any tests. She's family. And I thought, wonder what she meant, Penina.
Yes. What does that mean?
She is a medium.
Oh.
Very different how she works.
Mm-hmm.
She gets her messages at night.
Mm.
And can I share my story of her mediumship?
Yes, yes. And when you say Penina, is it like...
That's her name, Penina.
Oh, okay.
That's her first name, Penina.
Okay, great.
So I invited them to America. I want to share my home because
mm-hmm.
now I know we are on the same, wave and everything is good. So at that time, I had a fish, betta, those little fish.
Oh, one of those little beta fishes.
Beta fish that,
yeah,
they're all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Czar. So when Penina was there, we changed his water, and she knew met Czar.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes back, and I don't know, a couple months or so, I am looking over, and Czar is floating. I was very upset. I was crying. Czar, why you left me? My phone rings. Gertush. No cry.
Gertush?
Gertush. It's sweet.
Okay.
The foreign languages don't try, you Americans change them from Richard to Dick, that I never know what I'm saying. We in Europe softening them. Okay? We're making them, Gertush, don't cry. And I'm going, Penina, why do you know I'm crying? She said, Czar came to say goodbye to me. Now, that's mediumship.
Yeah.
So she doesn't do like what we do here. I don't really know what she does, how she does, but she has 2 sons, and as she says, one is normal, has a wife, children, and everything, and Guy, that's his name, sits and meditates and does different things, and very spiritual. So it sort of lines... But could be the Kabbalah and the Jewish.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So there is some kind of connection with that.
Mm.
But I have to tell you, I was really impressed. Yeah, Czar came to say goodbye to me.
Was that in a dream then? Because you said she gets her mediumship at night. Is
probably.
Is that in a dream or just
probably.
When she meditates at
right.
night or something?
But that's how she gets messages. I probably don't get any messages because I don't sleep very well, so nobody comes to bother with me.
Well, and it is true in terms of getting mediumship at night. It's better if you're on a good sleep routine.
But I have to tell you where it's
really,
really good, where it's really good, it's on the open sea.
Mm. Yes, Gerda likes to cruise.
The energy, it's unbelievable. I had a couple... special people that ask for healing
mm-hmm.
when I was on my last cruise, and it's just it's just, I don't know why, because it's often in
all
the,
water
and all the entities and gods and everybody's out there free. Mm-hmm. I was also very blessed that my first world cruise, I was invited to do some platform messages, and it was very, very well received. So spiritualism, it's a philosophy. It's not just a religion. It's proved. But as far as my understanding and what I'm sharing, it's not a gospel. It's my understanding and my experiences. It's healing. You know, I am a evidential medium, and bringing the evidence and people recognize who is speaking to them. To me, the sessions are healing and closure. Mm-hmm. So mediumship and what we do here, it's scientifically proven too. It's science. It's beautiful. And what is the most beautiful is too that in church you don't get beat up every Sunday for donations or you didn't pay your membership or you're not expected to go and steal sheep. We welcome everybody.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's true. There's no tithing that seems to go on and those things. It's
we welcome
what you want to give.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome everybody. And during this season, to me, it's just an awe. Everybody, all different walks of life, age. We've seen a lot of children, families. They're coming. They're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking. Those are the healing vortexes around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, and we don't expect everybody to turn spiritual, but I know they're walking away touched,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
their life, if not completely changed, it gives them something to think about it. Thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people come back and back and
it's
back.
Like it becomes a pilgrimage.
Yes.
For them to come every year.
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking.
They don't come, they feel really weird and off.
Like I'm thinking to do the El Camino.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's telling me. She's thinking of doing the El Camino, if you know what that is. It's over in Spain. It's a long trek.
Walk.
I say trek.
Yes. Well,
the
so
long
somebody,
walk.
Somebody just done it, and I followed, you know, her journey. And very spiritual. Very
mm-hmm.
different, but and that's what they say people do for different reasons. And I really feel that that's what Lilydale offers.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what reason, you are guided here. No matter what reason, how you think you got here, it was divinely guided.
Yeah.
There was a reason divinely for you better, to help you, teaching classes that we, you know, we have beautiful presenters, beautiful classes, that you walk away with something to think about it,
mm-hmm.
to learn, or to enlarge. And like I said, I have absolutely no regrets, and I had a interesting
yeah.
Not just spiritually from a point of religion, but
people come from all over, and it's that idea of all roads lead to Rome, Theo. You know,
yes.
Right? So in terms of this, I think there's a mixture of what was your family that you grew up in like that seems to be a component to someone's road to spiritualism. And in yours, you know that your father had mediumship, but he didn't talk about it.
No, and
so
I was away.
A lot of people who can relate to this because they know that someone was a medium or a mediumistic in their family, but it wasn't something that they always were able to tap into and talk to them about. They just know that's kind of residually in them, almost like on a genetic level they can feel that connection. And it's not until they start to explore spiritualism and their own mediumship and healing abilities that they start to go, if someone else in my family can do it, I can do it too. If other people in my circle, my friends can do this.
Secret society.
In Gerda's case, a secret society.
That we don't need to have that right now. But you're absolutely, absolutely right. You see, I also believe that everybody is a medium. Now, my favorite explanation and comparison, it's music. Everybody can learn how to play the piano. Not everybody is going to be the virtuoso.
Yeah, some people are going to be awful at it.
Well,
it just
but they tried.
What level of intention and also natural skill.
And open it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not going to be the virtuoso, but it opened them up to appreciate the music differently or to seek where it's taking them. And I really feel the same thing is with mediumship, with, you know, spiritualism. It's not just about mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful religion
mm-hmm.
to live by.
Yeah.
Open it up. Now, you sort of tapped it around. Some are born natural mediums,
mm-hmm.
as some are opened it up. They're
mm-hmm.
taught. Help them opening up.
I call it igniting the soul.
Okay.
Something happens. Either they're raised in it, or there's that sense of either trauma happened and they had to go to the God
right.
source to get through whatever they were going through in their life. They had to respond on a soul level. And a lot of times people have had to experience grief. Someone finally, you know, passes that's really important to them,
right.
vitally important to them, and they start to go, I want to talk to that person still, and then...
How it starts.
Yeah.
Well, you see, like with my friend, how it started, someone very close to her crossed over who lived in Lilydale and then came to her with a message, and that's how it started. So that's exactly what I'm saying. There are different roads, different
yeah.
guidance, how we are guided.
Mm-hmm.
How we get there to the Mecca.
And there's a choice that happens within you. You make a decision at different points in the road to say, yes, I want to continue and explore more, or no, I want to keep myself pocketed up. And in different instances in your life, you've said, no, I want to expand. I want to learn. This is an opportunity to grow. And with spiritualism, you saw that too, an opportunity to grow.
Absolutely. And... When you start your road, it's like education. It doesn't get easier. You're challenged. It gets harder. Just like your kindergarten, then your elementary school,
mm-hmm.
then we get to college. It's not, you realize that was easy. This is harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spiritual, how you grow. And they look and say, oh, really? You're already there? Well, let's see what we can turn here, how we can really work on it. Yes, you can say, well, I liked it. I enjoyed it. Just like the lady who wrote this marvelous book. I'm going to stay, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But she experienced something that touched her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's what happens when people come here. And I think that's what I love about spiritualists. We don't expect everybody to turn spiritualist. We don't promise them anything.
Right.
But we open, we welcome everybody.
And there's a difference between what I would consider a card-carrying spiritualist and a person who's just a spiritualist in the privacy of their own heart. So the card-carrying spiritualist is the person who gets membership in a spiritualist church and has a card that says, I am a member and I pay
right.
dues and whatever. But there's also the spiritualist that's just in their heart that maybe they can't share that with very many people, but it's who they know to be themselves and their identity.
Well, I think that's
yeah.
probably what that angst, as I say, that
yeah.
why I had all of that, okay? Because remember, I was sent away to live with the Catholic family when I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I spent very little time with my Jewish, you know, mother and father
mm-hmm.
because the school break, and then I was back again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was back again, then I wasn't,
so, but
and
when
then
you were
I left.
Home, did they do Jewish traditions?
Only high holidays.
Oh.
I remember that. Of course, we're talking after the war. There was no synagogues, so that was held in somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
But did I learn anything? No. Do I know how to pray? No. Do I know Hebrew? No. I do Yiddish because that was the original language, and that's
mm-hmm.
what my parents spoke at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a couple years ago, I was in Israel again for the high holidays, and of course I went with my family and I stayed there and I was respectful, but do I know what was going on? No.
So it sounds like you need to ask. That's what I would do.
But I learned the energy, you know,
yeah.
I've learned. I respect, I love going to the Wailing Wall.
Mm.
I love watching all the groups. There's all different denominations, different people coming,
yes.
and they go to the Wailing Wall. They all go to the Bethlehem. They do not only tourists, it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's healing. It's extending. So, no, I'm grateful for the challenges.
So what did you take, what do you feel you took from Catholicism that helped you? So we've done the Jewish, and now what do you think that you took from Catholicism that helped you?
To this day, I know all the prayers in Polish.
You go,
yes, ma'am. I can go through, and I've been out of Poland 50 plus years. And the funny part was the first time when I was in Abidjania, which is a healing center in Brazil, they have every day what they call rosary. You know,
mm-hmm.
somebody says rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't know that in English because Lutherans don't do that. But, boy, do I still know them
yeah.
in Polish. So I still know all these carols.
And there's an important thing, as much as people say, well, that's just being repetitive. But there is something that when you learn something and it becomes infused in your being and you can say it by rote, by memory, there's a, you can then know that it's entrenched there, and then you can breathe the essence into those words.
And it's a different form
yeah.
of praying
yeah.
sometimes, you know. It's not harmful. It's nothing wrong.
And it can be a mind-focused technique
right.
to pray the rosary and
you know.
To train your mind to be able to hold the prayer space.
So
yeah.
it's all good.
And then what do you feel that you took from being Lutheran?
The privilege to, you know, being how the church is constructed, to be able and the privilege to serve
mm-hmm.
at the school. But I think that was the most that kept me not allowing, you know, like at one point, I had a discussion, or you know, with my husband, and I said, "You knew that I did readings or that I dabbed with different things. You knew when you married me, but."
So you had started to do readings before being a Lutheran, even.
Right.
Mm, okay.
And you accepted, and I gave all of that up.
Mm.
But
so did I have to ignore that part of yourself
I
was causing this anger?
Right.
Because I was going to ask you,
yes.
where did the anger
yes.
come
no,
from?
No, but that's
yeah.
where it came. And I think
yeah.
that's where that finally sort of culminated, you know, with whatever happened at that meeting,
mm-hmm.
it was like overflowed. It was
yeah.
like there's something that I am to do. There's something I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to I don't know,
right.
and I'll be guided.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, again, a very hard thing because we over tend saying, I want this, please help me, I want this. To just say, Heavenly Father, God, Spirit, whatever is the highest and the best for me,
mm-hmm.
guide me there.
Mm-hmm.
And you guide it through, there was no coincidences.
Through the valley of angst.
To the valley of angst. Yes.
Because we all get to that point where we're just saying to ourselves, this doesn't feel right. This, I feel like I am in a discontent. But it can be an energetic discontent. It can be a spiritual discontent.
Right.
It can have those elements to it.
But with me, it was definitely religion, that from spiritual.
Yeah, yeah.
It was definitely coming to a point where it was like subconscious.
Yeah.
All that was fighting
yeah.
inside, that this was not where I am. This is not where I, you know, and that's why that thing just came out. This wandering Jew is no longer wandering.
It's so interesting. The wandering Jew, you know, the dysphoria is the word for that. But there's a wonderful book, The Wandering Jew by Eugene Sue.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever read it. It's super thick. It's like practically like War and Peace thick, if you know what that novel is. And there's an essence of having to go through a lot of trauma and a lot of drama. And then as you pass through those things, there's a sense of, I am walking with God. There's a difference between wandering around and really feel that you're walking with God. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's still, when you're in it, it's you wandering,
mm-hmm.
okay?
You're wandering and wondering.
And wandering to the place, and it's maybe, I would agree with you. I don't know if wandering is the right, but that's what he's
mm-hmm.
using too.
Mm-hmm.
The wandering Jew is because there's a history of being thrown out of
yeah.
Spain and wandering to
feeling
a place.
Feeling banished
right,
away from other
things. Right, not
yeah.
having a country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
yeah.
Jews never had a place till Israel was born. So you're wandering. You're always on somebody's land. And I need to say that, and I'm saying with utmost respect and love to the lessons, but my lessons through those different religions were not exactly
yeah.
that I would want anybody else to go or wish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have challenges, different challenges
yeah.
and different learnings, but don't ever regret anything. And if you feel the angst, it doesn't matter how whiny the road is or how sometimes, really? Why am I going to go to that concert? I don't know, but I'm going to that concert.
Well, that's your divine hunch. That's your intuitive lead that you follow. And then
right.
it's not always about us, but sometimes it's about networking with a particular person that needs help.
And sometimes, would you agree with me that it's getting out of fear?
Mm. Absolutely, 100% out of fear.
Getting out of fear that I think we spend too much time because of fear, because of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where when you saw a sign, it says, interesting, wonder why, let's see where that goes. When you have this feeling to, okay, it sounded like a tinsel town, but she's inviting again. Now it doesn't sound that way. It sounds something different. Why not to go and visit my friend
mm-hmm.
and see what it's all about?
Yes.
So obviously, the first invitation, I was not completely ready yet.
Right, right.
Because I was still part of the Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When the second invitation came, I don't know space.
Mm-hmm.
I was open. So God, infinite intelligence, spirit says, she's ready. Let's go take her and see where she goes.
And
I love it.
I love it too. And so then I think an important part of this road to spiritualism is, yes, there's the destination for many is that they do come to spiritualism. But spiritualism is not necessarily just that one point in time and in space. There's an expansiveness to spiritualism, an exploration that continues.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The road doesn't necessarily end in a finite location. There's an infinite.
This is what I said. Oh, you think you're done in spiritualism? Oh, well, let's see what curve can we throw in.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
ongoing, and it's not easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's more challenging,
mm-hmm.
but it's rewarding.
It is. So a lot of us will learn through struggle, and some of us will learn by watching other people. struggle, so we don't have to as much.
Well, I think us, as a spiritualist who affirm our principles, I think we need to free ourselves,
yeah,
and take complete responsibility of what are we creating.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
What are we creating? But embrace what we're creating. Not every lesson is easy. I had one time one of the ministers, you know, from Unity, we became close friends, and she said, "Gerda, I am so tired of the lessons. When are they?" You know, we're growing. It's a new lesson.
Yeah.
And but embrace.
Yes, embrace it.
Embrace it.
And see where the road takes you.
Right, free yourself. Well, my road right now I created is taking me on the around the world cruise.
Yeah, she's a world traveler, Gerda is.
So I think I created and I'm going to be good. I'm creating peace. I'm creating freedom within me and acceptance. And I think that's what I wish and want to extend to all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. We can grow when we free ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Free ourselves of whatever boundaries, what is holding us back. And when it comes, you know how they say, and Mother Sarita was really, Mother Teresa,
mm-hmm,
always used to say too, when one door closes, God at least opens a window. Not everything is always shut. So if there's no other door, look for the window. And when it's a window, it's always your size. You can crawl through it.
Yes.
And I think that's what is important. Doesn't matter you're staying with your own religion. Good. If that's what gives you comfort, that's what it brings you peace, that's what teaches you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Visit Lilydale. Learn something different and stay just like Miss Wicker did. But free yourself.
And she still visits Lilydale.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful book.
Yes.
Oh, when it first came, I remember somebody said, "Lilydale, isn't that the place you've been going?" And I said, "Yeah." "So you talk to the dead?" And that's, again, when I was freed, what do you do? "Well, I talk to the dead." You don't have to make it secret anymore. It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
No One Dies in Lilydale, the beautiful movie. You know, what do you do? I talk to the dead. I'm a medium.
Well, actually, you talk to the living.
To the living, right, because life continues.
That's right.
Nobody dies in Lilydale or nobody dies anyplace. And of course, I always like to joke to the people saying, "Are you a medium?" And I say, "Well, actually, I'm extra large. You know, I'm working on being a medium." But it's good. It's free.
Yes, it is. It's good and it's free. And excellent points that you're making. I appreciate that.
I'm just grateful that you invited me and allowed me to share that. It's maybe a little bit different component in your radio, but it's still healing,
mm-hmm,
setting yourself free, embracing the unknown,
mm-hmm,
without fear. You know, sometimes when I left Poland in 68, you're talking going to unknown. And being with no, because they took my citizenship away. So I was stateless. I didn't belong to no country. Here I am. The door opened. I was guided to this one person.
Mm-hmm.
Then I never listened. I don't live with politics. I heard this radio in America making an announcement that they're taking so many Jewish family. And that's it. When I went to the American embassy, it was like, "Child, you had to come overnight to Warsaw. do you sleep with the radio? I said, no, I was divinely guided. He says, I only just now got in the special pouch. What are we doing? And you're already here. Divinely guided.
Yes, yes.
So we get feelings, message, and the message doesn't have to be spiritually during the night. It could be something you saw written that you go look at it and go, let's look at it.
Yeah. If that's your hunch, that's your follow-up, that's your follow-up.
That's right.
And it will lead, as Gerda has said so beautifully, to freedom.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show today, Gerda. It's been lovely.
Well, I hope that brought some thought, something to think about, something to revisit, and something to try to all of you. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, thank you, Gerda. We appreciate you sharing your road to spiritualism. It inspires all the rest of us.
It was a beautiful road. Slightly difficult, but I guess I created.
And there's still more to her road.
It's not done.
Maybe this will be the yellow brick road.
No, it's not done. We still grow with another lesson.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And if you want to find out more about Gerda, you can go to her website, which is Rev Gerda Lestock. And that way you can check in on her if you'd like. And, of course, tune in next week for Wednesdays with Willa. It'll be same time, same place, 10 a.m. Eastern here on my Facebook page or on blogtalkradio.com. All right, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Forgot to say that too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.